St. John of the Cross is a solemnity for discalced Carmelites and all the church, and it used to be celebrated on November 24th. When his date was changed to December 14th, I was sorely disappointed because I love Advent. Advent was short enough. Adding another saint to Advent's calendar for me meant breaking Advent's flow and making it even shorter. However, Rome had spoken, and there was no recourse but to accept what was decided about the matter. After some struggle with the issue, grace came to the rescue and opened my heart and mind to see how well John of the Cross fits into Advent. I found he not only does not detract from Advent, but actually enhances it. Its long, dark nights provide a perfect atmosphere for this Carmelite saint, who wrote so eloquently in prose and poetry about the dark night. You may find it profoundly profitable, as I did, to read St. John of the Cross's poem, The Dark Night, keeping Advent in mind. It isn't long, and you may discover many Advent blessings through it. Like scripture, poetry read for Lectio can yield abundant fruit. Of course, our personal insights are no competition for St. John's own commentary and understanding and meaning of his work, but reading his poem, The Dark Night, and finding one's own insights is not to compete, but to enlarge and enhance his poem in a personal way. It is allowing the Holy Spirit to help us and lead us and guide us to see more riches hidden in inspired works. One dark night, the poem begins, fired with love's urgent longings. The dark night, isn't this a wonderful image of Advent? Advent is filled with longings more than weeds fill an untended garden. And the longings are not just our own. The longings of Adam and Eve, of the prophets and holy ones of the Old Testament, the longings of Mary and Joseph, and of Elizabeth and Zachary, and all the people that fill the pages of the New Testament, the longings of the people of all the centuries before us. And yes, let us remember and hold in our hearts all the longings of the men and women alive today, the immigrants, the persecuted, the sick, the lonely, the abused and depressed, the frightened, the victims of human trafficking and war. Let us bring all these longings to our God these Advent days to enhance our prayer for him to come and save us. Verse 2 begins, in darkness and secure by the secret ladder. This brings to mind Jacob's ladder, which was a vision Jacob had in the night. It also brings to mind Jesus' referral to it in John's Gospel. The ladder is prayer. Our prayers going up to God and God's coming down to us in answer. St. John of the Cross also mentions that communications from God usually simultaneously exalt and humble us. So humility is a very important step or rung of the ladder, which is a reminder to me of the humility we need in order to travel these Advent days to Bethlehem. The second verse continues, by the secret ladder disguised. The disguise is being clothed with the white of faith, the green of hope, and the red of charity. In the north, we bundle up for winter. During Advent, we would be wise to bundle up for traveling to the Christmas mystery, clothed with the white of faith, the green of hope, and the red of charity. Is there anything better we can wear as we journey these Advent days that are leading us to Christmas night? Listen to verse 5 of the poem. O night more lovely than the dawn, O night that has united the lover with his beloved, transforming the beloved in her lover. What stirring words, what daring words that speak to our deepest yearnings, longings, and desires. These are not empty words or pipe dreams, but expressions from the heart of a mystic who has tasted and experienced God's love. John is telling us God wants all of us to experience this love. The liturgy confirms this love too, when it speaks of the Incarnation as the marriage of God with humanity. I hope these few thoughts will help you see and discover for yourself how good an Advent companion St. John of the Cross is. Wherever our spirits are this Advent, in grief or joy, in worry or distress, hopelessness or discouragement, let us journey on like poor shepherds or rich magi with our faith, hope, and charity, as John would counsel us. The way of union with God is a dark night, so may these Advent nights and days lead us step by step to the mystical Bethlehem where Jesus lay sleeping in the manger and we are able to caress him. When we can abandon and forget ourselves, lay our face on our beloved in joy and total adoration. Let us thank St. John of the Cross for the light he inspires us with during the dark nights of Advent and the dark nights of our lives. Mm-hmm.